JLO 6090 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Multicaf, the food security group in Côte de Neige, is raising funds to support their social workers through art. Four artists have been collaborating over the last month in a studio in Snowdon to paint a mural 24 feet long and 8 feet high, full of color and patterns and portraits, which will be broken down and auctioned off to help support Multicaf. The artists are Carmelo Blandino, Melissa Del Pinto, Kevin Lido, and Kristen McRae. Here is McRae, a Berlin-based artist known for large installations and pattern art.
I mean, as an artist, it's the greatest gift to be invited to make something for such a good cause. Like, it's so rare that we get to do something that we know that the funds will totally go towards people who really, really need our help.
The artists all came in for this initiative from different places, but are all Montrealers originally, with connections to Côte de Neige and Multicaf. Here is Kevin Lido, most famous for Montreal's massive, iconic Leonard Cohen portrait.
We love painting, and if we can help people with what we love doing, we all win. Yeah, put our heart and souls into it, and we're really hoping to inspire people to put their money forth and help our community. So everybody's working together to uplift our community, so together we all are a better society.
The mural is being broken down into 12 pieces and auctioned off online this month. The money is going towards supporting Multicaf's ambitious social work programs. Here is Multicaf's president, Jean-Sébastien Patrice.
Before the pandemic in 2020, we were helping 1,200 people. That was our number at that time, active members. Now it's 16,000 people. So there's a big emergency, too much people. And the thing is, we understood that we cannot only give food to people to help them. We have to find solution to take them outside of the poverty and bring them back for an employment, learning French, learning English, even going back to school. So we have to help them doing so. And we put down 2 years ago, with the help of this project, we were able to hire social services. And people used to ask me, what are you talking about, social services with food insecurity? Before we put that department of social services, people used to come to our service and use our service for an average of 18 months. With the help of those social workers, we're not at 6 months. So that's where the fund go, because we don't have government funding to hire those social services, because the government think, well, people are hungry, you give them food. We think people are hungry, yes, you give them food, but by the same time, you help find those other solution.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona, and today I'm going to be talking to you about psytrance. So psytrance is a subgenre of trance that's characterized by its arrangements of rhythms and layered melodies created by high-tempo riffs. It was born out of the genre Goa trance, and it's known for being faster than other kinds of trance or techno. It's usually around 135 to 150 beats per minute, with some songs even reaching 190 to 210, and in very rare cases, up to maybe 300, which is kind of insane. It's known for... Psytrance is really known for its distinctive bass beat that is continuous throughout the songs, and it overlays bass with like varying rhythms and different kinds of beats that are drawn from other genres, most commonly techno and acid, but they draw from a lot of other genres like funk, dance, etc. And also adding beats of like drums and other kinds of instruments. The layering that they do in psytrance songs adds like something new to the song every about 4 to 8 bars, but the bass always stays the same. The funny thing about psytrance is the songs are between like 6 to 10 minutes, sometimes even going over 10 minutes. So I actually only have about 7 or 8 songs for you guys today, because the whole one of the main like characteristics of psytrance is the way that it kind of builds the experience of the song throughout the song. So without further ado, I'm going to get you guys started with Neelix and a Vini Vici remix of Highlight Tribe. So enjoy.
We'll be right back. This April, Concordia's Design and Computation Art students are presenting Nodes.na, their annual year-end exhibition. From April 15th to 17th, discover a wide range of future-facing work, from sustainable materials and furniture design to games and immersive environments. The show highlights the intersection of ideas, disciplines, and identities emerging from one of Concordia's most innovative programs, and it offers a glimpse into what's next in design. The exhibition will be open to explore at the Société des Arts Technologiques from April 15th to the 17th and culminate in an unforgettable final event on April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. We've got some great stuff in store for our guests. It's 18 plus only, free entry for all, and we'll see you there.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CGL.
Okay, so right before that ad break, we had The 25 by Neelix and Free Tibet, the Vini Vici remix of the original Highlight Tribe song. So, okay, so where does psychedelic trance actually come from? The original genre is called Goa trance, named after the region in India, which is actually a former Portuguese colony. So it's called Goa. In about the 60s and 70s, this region of India was just flooded by hippies and from all over the world. It was really known for its parties, for its spirituality, for a lot of other things as well. But anyways, the Goa DJs mainly played psychedelic rock at first, and over time, as electronic music and electronic dance music became more popular and more known coming from other countries, it started to be incorporated into what the Goa DJs were already playing and eventually turned into its own genre. Psychedelic trance gained its traction around the early 90s, spreading internationally and creating really its own scene. It evolved alongside multimedia psychedelic arts, like the psychedelic arts scene. So if you've ever seen like any album cover or any artwork related to psychedelic trance, you know it's usually some like, it's very hippie, it's very tie-dye, it's very like mushrooms and meditation and like, yeah, it's really like associated also with spirituality and incorporates a lot of like chanting vocals and stuff like that, which I think is super interesting. Psychedelic trance is a really fun and really like fast-paced genre, so it's so much fun to dance to. You can really like stomp your feet around. It's a lot more common in like open air festivals, and you'll see the like usually the multimedia psychedelic arts is kind of incorporated along with psychedelic trance like sets. So you'll see a lot of like these really trippy visuals, and I don't know. I think it's a lot of fun. But considering that we don't have a ton of time today, I'm going to get going with these next artists who I managed to find some psychedelic trance DJs who are from Canada who released some music very recently. Psychedelic trance can really be incorporated along with a lot of other different like genres of EDM, and it incorporates a lot of elements that are maybe feel a little more like dubstep or techno or yeah. Anyways, it's a lot of fun. So next up we have a Canadian psytrance DJ named Spacey Koala, and after that we've got Virtual Light. So I hope you enjoy.
Wow.
So that was Spacey Koala, who does a little bit more of kind of an experimental take on psychedelic trance, which honestly very classic for what psychedelic trance is all about, rather than doing the classic like the same bass beat that goes throughout the entire song. This guy's doing a little bit more of a almost like a drum and bass kind of beat, but very much keeping that like traditional psytrance and trancey like bouncy bass thing that they've got going on. I wish I had a better word for it, but that's all I've really got right now. Anyways, this next song is Pump Up the Party by Virtual Light. It is another Canadian psytrance DJ, and this is a little bit more of a traditional psychedelic trance song, so enjoy. We'll be right back.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
So that was Virtual Light, and that was an example of a really classic, like, psychedelic trance song. And the way that, first of all, I want you guys to know that that song was 8 minutes and 46 seconds long, which you can really see how trance DJs, and specifically psytrance DJs, really, like, build the experience of the song as it goes. Like, often the one of the associations with psytrance being very, like, spiritual and a very kind of, like within the word trance, right? Like, listening to these songs and being in these kinds of environments is very, like, it's very easy to, similarly to techno, just get yourself really lost in the music and in, like, the song itself. And when the psytrance DJs are really just, like, curating this experience for you, it makes it so much more interesting to, like, be in a crowd with strangers and everyone's kind of going through these different experiences. Often psytrance DJs will, like, talk about how their music is spiritual, or how the experience of coming together and dancing to this music is a spiritual experience. Like, it's very, you can really like feel and hear its roots in like the hippie movement of the 60s and 70s and how it's all about peace and nature and like ascension. So yeah, without further ado, I've still got a few more songs for you guys. This is On the Right Track on CJLO 1690, and I hope you like the songs I'm gonna play for you. Next up, we've got Bloom and Acid Rain.
We'll be right back.
that is about all I've got for you today. I have one last song to hear you guys out, but thank you so much for listening on CJLO 1690 AM. And yeah, that was Psytrance. It's interesting how it's one of the faster BPMs, but has like a much slower build to its songs. So this last song that I have for you guys is actually not fully a Psytrance song, but has a little bit of Psytrance elements to it, and it's by Zapravka. So I hope you enjoy this till the end.
Алло, а что на тебе надето? А знаешь, что на мне?
Кепка Nike, кеды Ванс. Кепка Nike, кеды Ванс.
Кепка Nike,
кеды Ванс. Кепка Nike,
кеды Ванс.
Кепка Nike, кеды Ванс, 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 кепка Nike, кеды Ванс.
Кепка Nike, кеды Ванс, мы танцуем кислый данс.